You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This track is by Givenchy. It is Mario Kart. Such a fantastic song from Fatal Attraction, which is Givenchy's brand new record. And we have Givenchy on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora. Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you, Rachel?
Doing super well. I'm so pleased we can chat to you because this is such a brilliant new record. Tell us a wee bit about the project. Who are you? Who is Givenchy?
First of all, thank you so much for loving the record. So I'm Givenchy, the name you probably know that it was a rip-off from Givenchy, the brand.
I have been saying Givenchy and then Givenchy. I realized actually it's probably more of a play on words there.
Yes, it is a play on words. It was a nickname that stuck when I was studying at Massey University. So I was a designer and I've been a singer, songwriter, since I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I've been writing a song since I was 7. And this project came about after I did iGUM last year.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yes. I met Rose, Hybrid Rose. And we started working on my album, which was a follow-up from my first release, which was Zine Zoned.
It's such a great collaboration between you and Hybrid Rose. I think you can hear her production is really distinctive and it works so well for the type of music that you write. When you guys sort of started hanging out as friends and sort of exploring music together, was it quite a natural fit to put your two sounds, into the mix?
100%. We didn't meet at all until we did iGUM together.
Yeah.
We did iGUM together. And after that, we just bonded so well. We had a great chemistry from the get-go.
That's so good.
Yes, and one time, I just thought, I was listening to one of her records, was Temptations, and I just thought that she would be the perfect producer for my album, and then I hit her up, and she was more than happy to collaborate with me.
That's so awesome. One of the things I really love about this is it's kind of a concept record, I guess you could call it. You've got these amazing videos for some of the tracks that you've released. They're very sort of slick, kind of matrixy, very gothic vibes going on. Do you think about the world you're building when you start writing music, or does that kind of come after the fact when you look at all the tracks you've got and you kind of go, okay, this is what it fits into? What's the process for you like?
The process for me, they come in at the same time. So while I'm writing, I have a vision of how it would sound like, the vibe that I am going for, and the visual imagery that I would want to communicate, use to communicate my songs and my writing and my message.
Mm.
And it just so happened that all of this are coming natural to me. Like, the Matrix is my fashion.
Yeah.
It's like, I've been consistently dressing up as the Matrix for the last 10 years.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's so great. I guess kind of like it's subconsciously in your music then, as well as like being an active thing you've stepped into. I really love how in Baggage Drop in particular, you're singing in Tagalog. Now, tell us a wee bit about that. Do you have, when you're writing, a different process for writing in English versus writing in Tagalog, or how does that work for you?
That is actually hilarious, that song, because that's that's one of the last songs we did for this album, and it came out spontaneously. Rose has just finalized the initial mix for the track, and when she played it to me, I was like, this bridge is not working, and I think I'm gonna record something just to fill it out. Mm. And then so I did, And I was trying to write a verse in a bridge in English, but at one point I just told Rose, okay, I think I'm tired of speaking English. I'm going to speak in my native language.
Yeah.
So I 20 minutes later, I just gave her a whole verse in Tagalog, which is just me lamenting. I am free. I am letting go in my native language.
Yeah.
But to be honest, Rachel, that was the first time I've written in my language.
Oh, wow. Do you think you'd do it again? Did it feel good to write like that?
It did feel good, and it added a different layer to that song, to Baggage Drop. And I would be interested in writing Tagalog again, but it has to be organic.
Yeah, you can't force it. That's super cool. One of the things that I really like about this album is that while you've got all these incredible, like, super sort of like shiny and industrial sounds used throughout it, there is something very organic about it. You're singing about big feelings that are quite relatable. You're singing about sort of big anxieties or frustrations, and there's this kind of like overarching influence of like capitalism sucks and it's making us all feel quite crap. I wondered if you knew when you started writing that it was going to be an album, or if it was just kind of the tracks came one by one and you realized you had a body of work.
The tracks came one by one. I didn't realize, because majority of the songs, I wrote 7 songs initially, and they were written in the span of 2 weeks. And then I just added 3 more tracks later on when we were already at production phase with Rose. And when I was writing it, I start with one song, and then I just deeper and see what I'm trying to write about. And normally I write in thematics, so it's always a consistent theme. And at the time, what I was going through, struggles with money, with grief and failed relationships, and it was just natural for me to write every song from that context.
Yeah, I was going to say, 2 weeks is a really quick turnaround for writing 7 tracks. It must have been quite like cathartic, or something you really needed to get out of your system if you were writing that fast. Did it feel like that?
Yes, it definitely felt like that, because for me, songwriting is my expression of things I normally would not be able to say. And you must be able to pick it up from the lyrics that I have, that most of these songs are me raging and expressing my disappointments. And in the real world, I would not be comfortable to just speak so expressively. It's just not who I am.
Yeah.
But in songwriting, that's where I feel like I am free to say whatever I feel like I need to get out.
I think that so many people have that experience with making art in whatever way they make it. You know, it's the place to put your big feelings that are quite hard to talk about or express in other sort of more day-to-day ways. And maybe that's why we all like listening to music as well, is because it helps us as listeners connect to those big feelings too. One that really got me in my big feelings is Rain, which we're going to listen to in a minute. Yes. This is a beautiful, beautiful track. Tell us a wee bit about the writing for this one.
The writing for this song was a very critical time in my life. So last year, no, I would like to correct myself. In 2020, my aunt passed away, and I drove home, and this just came out of me. This song, I wrote it, like at dawn. 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I was still processing my grief over my loss, and I just was not able to accept that she was gone. For me, she was still there. But eventually, when I rewrote this about 6 months later, I just saw it as a way of me seeing that she's not gone, but she is in my heart forever.
Yeah.
And every time I look up the sky, I see her.
Yeah,
I see her face. So for me, it was just me trying to process grief and trying to express my feelings again.
That's really beautiful, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. You've really, I guess, touched on a nerve that many people have experienced. I wanted to ask who Bianca Teo is, who's the feature on this track.
Bianca Teo, she hasn't released a track, but she's very special to me. She's my dear friend, and we shared that experience together.
Mm.
And when I wrote this song, I was seeking her advice about the lyrics, and it just felt natural to me that to invite her to sing it with me, because when we were going through that ordeal, we were together 24/7.
Mm-hmm. It's important to have those yes. friends, yeah, with you, and then also to be able to respond through music to that experience must be quite a special experience also.
Yes, definitely. And we're both healing from it. We're still both healing from it. And this song really helped us put our feelings in.
Absolutely. Well, I think we should have a listen to it now. Jayvonshi, thank you so much for talking to us about Fatal Attraction, which is your brand new record. Such a brilliant album. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. It's been my honour.
We'll see you soon. Come up to Auckland and play some shows. We'd love to see you.
Definitely. Definitely. I would love to throw a show once everything kind of settles down with this COVID situation.
Heck yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your morning. Ka kite.
You're welcome. You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.